Welcome to Author Voices on Air, and I'm your host, Rick Bell. Our next book is Every Christian's Call. This book uses God-inspired vision to see us all as one. Every reader can understand their role and how they can fit in God's plan for true unity. And joining me now to share with us a little more about the book and about the message within is the author, Kevin Almond. Welcome to the show, Kevin, and thank you for talking to us today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Now, let's start by asking you to give us a little insight into the book itself. Tell us a little, without giving too much away, of what the book is about.
Well, basically, it's about unity among the Christian churches, and it's based on one of the last prayers of Jesus just hours before he went to the cross in John chapter 17, is the gist of it.
Tell us how the book came to be. Where did you get the idea, and how did that idea become the book that we are talking about today?
Well, it was quite a while ago. I was a youth pastor. And it was in actually 1986, 87, and I would go into my walk-in closet in our bedroom in the evenings, and I would just kind of shut the door and go in there and pray for our youth group, for all the teenagers. And something that always bothered me was the lack of unity among churches, how that a lot of churches wouldn't work together, didn't associate with one another because they were in different denominations, but they were all part of the Christian church, the body of Christ. And I remember one night I was praying about it, and I just knew that the Holy Spirit was communicating to me as I was praying about it that I was to write a book on unity, but which was surprise to me because writing was the farthest thing from my mind. I hadn't ever written anything at that time and really had no particular interest in writing anything. And but I knew that the time was not yet, but that he would let me know when the time was. So I just kind of put that, you know, in my back pocket, so to speak, and went on about my business and continued youth pastoring. And a year or two would go by, and I would think, you know, I got to write this book. And I would sit down, and, you know, I would have notes that I'd written on unity because I would study it and look at the scriptures and learn about unity. And I was doors were opening for me to begin working with different churches on citywide events, et cetera. And so I would, every year or two, I would pull out my notes that I had collected and spread them out on the table and figure, okay, it's got to be time to write this book. And I just had nothing. I mean, it was just like, yeah, I just didn't know where to begin. And it was like the Holy Spirit would speak to me and say, it's not time to write it yet. You're way ahead of me. It's just not time. So I would put it all back, go about my business, youth pastoring, and just working with different churches and ministry. Doors continued to open. And things that were just not possible for man to open, I knew this was God opening these doors, and I just began to have people calling me from different ministries, international, national organizations, and different churches and ministry leaders. And every time I tried to pull out the notes and write the book, I would just the same thing would happen. It's happened like three or four times. I just knew it wasn't time. So finally, I just decided I'm not writing this book at all until I know that it's time. And it would be, I had no idea it would be 22 years later from the time that I was in that prayer closet that night until the time that God released me to write the book. By that time, I had a number of experiences and things that had occurred, and I'd learned a tremendous amount about working with different people in the body of Christ, leaders and lay people alike. And so I sat down and then began to write it. And it actually turned out to be, when I was done, I was talking with a friend of mine who's an editor. And she said, you know, you've got more than one book here. And I said, really? She said, yeah, you've got more like six books here. I said, wow, six books. And so it's actually turned out to be eight. So this is volume one of eight books dealing with unity. But it's not just unity in itself. It's dealing with how that the biblical principles of unity are the same principles that every person must walk in if they're going to fulfill the purpose and destiny that God's given them. That's kind of the tie-in and the difference that sets this book apart from probably any other book that's been written on Unity. And I haven't really been able to find very many that have been written on Unity. But so that's kind of the angle that we took, that I felt the Lord was leading me to write on. So it's about unity and your individual purpose and how they're linked together.
Now, you mentioned there how you were inspired to, you know, make this more than one book, and we can talk about that a little bit later on. Now, one of the things that I liked about the book is you talk about unity there, and it made me think of sports such as football, basketball, and other activities where people are either playing for or supporting opposing teams. But the important factor is that they're there to enjoy the sport or the activity. And I kind of related it to that. Would you agree with that being a similar way of thinking?
Well, yeah, I mean, unity, you find it in every aspect. I mean, without unity, it's difficult for sports or for businesses. If everybody's not on the same page, you know, then there's not going to be any success. You know, you can look at it as well in families. You know, if the husband and the wife aren't unified in what they're doing, then, you know, the family's not going to, it's not going to grow. The children are not going to mature the way that they should. If business partners and everybody that works for a company aren't all on the same page in terms of the vision of the business and what they're there to do, the business isn't going to prosper. Sports, the same thing is happening. If people on the team aren't all unified and everybody's trying to go their own way, then they're never going to win a game. You know, unity, there's your basic law of unity. And then there are the biblical principles of unity, which are similar, but you're honing it down more to, at that point, to exactly what are the biblical principles of unity, what are they there for, and what does it mean to the church. And a lot of people think that unity means that we have to agree on everything, and that's not what unity is at all. It means that we need to walk in love toward one another, even in the face of our disagreements. The problem with unity with the church, the body of Christ, has been that we've allowed our disagreements to separate us, and therefore it's difficult to accomplish as a whole what we're here to accomplish, and we wind up staying in our individual pockets, on our little corners, you know, in our churches, and we never come together. Now, there are activities of that are happening around the world, pockets where different churches are working together more so than there used to be, but still nowhere near where we need to be. So, you find unity in sports and in just about every aspect of activity. Without it, everything falls apart.
Now, we've identified the purpose of the book, if I can use that term, but when you were writing the book, who did you write the book for and why?
Well, the book is basically for anyone that is a Christian that is in the church, regardless of their ages. Now, the book is written, I think, in layman terms, that's easy enough for anyone that reads it to understand it, and that's my understanding, is from people that I know that have read the book and from my editor and others. But it does get into some deep aspects of Scripture, but we have to go deep like that if we're going to really come to an understanding of what unity is. But it is for anyone that is a Christian, that is in the Christian church. Now, I've had some people that I know that are not Christians that have found out about the book, and they want to read it for two reasons. One, because there's things about Christianity that they don't understand, and they want to know, you know, maybe this book is going to answer some questions I have, because they see the disunity in the church. And then they also know that it's about purpose and destiny, and that's the one question that everyone on the earth has, is they want to know, why am I here? What am I on this earth for? Why was I created? What am I supposed to be doing? And, you know, that's something that only God is going to, the one that created you, is going to show you the purpose. But then once you know what your purpose is, how are you going to walk it out? You know, what is the path that you're actually going to get from point A to point B to accomplish what your purpose is? What is your destiny about? And that's the thing that I think we've been confused on, is purpose and destiny are two different things. Purpose is what you're created for to accomplish. Your destiny is the path by which you walk out your purpose. So the book is really for Christians, I would say, but it's at the same time, if you're not a Christian, there may be some things there that you can find answers to. There will for certainly be some things that scriptures that maybe someone who's not a Christian isn't going to understand, but you know, that's easily rectified if they just give their heart to the Lord and turn their life over to Christ. Things change at that point. So I've been pleased to hear people that are not Christians say, I want to read the book.
And that's certainly very good. Now, one thing that you mentioned a little bit earlier was that you said that you haven't been able to find any other books that are even similar to this. So let me ask you this question. What would you say, in your own words, in your own opinion, sets this book apart from the crowd?
Well, I went into a Christian bookstore at one point a few years back, and I said, I'd like to see if you have any books on Unity. And the guy spent about 5 minutes on his computer looking, and he couldn't find any. When the book actually was published, this book that we're talking about now was actually published, I went on the internet and I found about three or four that were on Unity, but they did not take the angle approach that I have relating it to your individual purpose. And I think that is the thing that has set this book apart, and that's the thing that I think that people have missed, because I find it very strange that the church has not been unified the way that Jesus prayed that we would be in John chapter 17, verses 21 to 23, which is the foundation of the book. We have not been unified for over 2,000 years. I mean, that's a pretty stout statement that the church has not been fully unified. So the question would become why? And, you know, I've thought about this over and over. I've researched it, studied it, and the people that I've talked to, most people think they know what Unity is, but they really do not. Unity is a very complex and intricate subject because it involves basically every biblical principle that there is, because it involves walking in love toward one another. And so people, when they think they know what Unity is, which is usually that we need to agree on everything, and everybody knows that we're not going to do that. So I think they pretty much just, you know, take Unity and set it aside and move on with their life. No one that I've talked to has ever related Unity to their individual purpose and destiny. No one that I've ever talked to has ever made the discovery. And I'm sure there probably are people that have, and maybe people around the world in different churches are even preaching the message of this book. I'm just saying I haven't seen it in print, and I've not heard anybody talk about it, that their purpose of what they're here for are the principles that they've got to walk in to accomplish what God put them here for are the same principles about as Unity. So if we don't know what Unity is about, then we certainly don't know that it's the same principles that we're here to walk out our own individual purpose. There's we've got to make that connection if we're really going to come together and if we're really going to fulfill what we're here for.
Okay, let me put you on the spot and ask you to give me three words that you would choose to describe this book to our listeners, to your readers. What three words would you use?
Well, I would use informative, I would use challenging, and I would use encouraging. Because, you know, it's a challenge. Well, first of all, let's take the first word, informative. Informative is, you know, speaks to, well, we're going to learn what Unity really is. What are the biblical principles of Unity? So this book is going to inform them of that. And then it's going to also inform them of the path, the biblical principles that lay out the path to actually fulfill what they're on this earth to fulfill, whatever that happens to be. And then the other word, challenging, it's a challenge to actually take the things that you find out that are things that you must do if you're going to complete any particular goal or purpose, regardless of what those things are, whether it's things that are biblical principles or otherwise, because it usually means that you're going to need to make some changes from your current course that you've been on, because if you didn't need to make any changes, you'd already be accomplishing what you need to accomplish. When people find out that they're not, and then they read something that challenges them and shows them what the path is they need to take, it's a challenge sometimes to make a change from your usual routine and get out of your comfort zone. And then the third thing being encouraging, it's encouraging to know that you actually have a solid biblical principle that you can count on, because really that's the only foundation that, that we can really be on that we know is going to hold up to scrutiny or hold up to anything that, that we may come against. You can always be sure that if you're walking and living your life based on biblical principles, that you're on solid ground and you're not on sinking sand. So that should be the encouraging thing, that not just that, but to know what unity really is and to know that it is eternally linked from Scripture to our individual purpose and destiny.
Okay, let's now talk about the other books. You mentioned this is just volume one. Tell us a little more about the other books that follow this book, and at what stage you're at with those, and what we can look forward to in the future from you as a writer.
Well, book number two, volume two, is going to be out actually in just a couple months, and it was originally part of volume one. When I was getting ready to publish volume one, I had no idea that it was about a 700 or 800 page book. When I found out, I knew that I was going to have to split it up because very few people are going to read about a 700 page book. So I split it up. But volume two deals with. I've heard numerous people and a number of internationally known ministers talk about that we need God's wisdom on the subject of unity, and really in every aspect of your Christian walk. The question is, how do we get that? What is godly wisdom? Where do we find it? And well, it's obviously in the Scriptures, but how do you dig it out? Because there are a lot of things that are hidden in the Scriptures that you're not going to find if you don't study the Scriptures and then relate them to your life. And a very wise man one time said, who's one of my mentors, Ed Cole, of the Christian Men's Network, said that if God's Word is, if we cannot use it and apply it in a very practical way to our life, then it's basically no good to us if we can't apply it to our lives. So the part of wisdom, what we deal with in Volume 2, is discovering how does godly wisdom apply to our life and how do we apply it in our purpose and in seeing unity become a reality within the body of Christ. And then there's a number of other aspects and elements that we tie to that are basically from a lot of research, years of research and study in the Scriptures. And it's really a message that I've not heard yet either preached or taught or written about as it pertains to unity. So it's a very necessary message that needs to get out, and I wished I could have gotten it out of volume one, but at least it's going to be out in volume two. As for the other volumes, they're dealing with various aspects of unity, that because, as I said, this is such an intricate subject, and when you deal with it in relation to your purpose and your destiny, I mean, I don't know how many more books I'll write about it. I mean, I've got 8 that are written, I've got 14 that are outlined, and so, you know, it's going to be quite a journey.
Well, it's certainly a lot of work, a lot of writing ahead for you, and a lot for our listeners and your readers to look forward to. Now, finally, in closing, is there anything that you would like to share with us that we haven't covered so far during the interview?
Well, if anybody would like to look further into the book prior to possibly buying the book, they could go to my website, which is www.calltounity.com, and the two is not the word two, it's the number two. So it's call, C-A-L-L, two, unity.com, and there they can get more details about the book itself and about how to keep in touch with me, and their social media links are all right there on the home page, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, etc.
Thank you for that. Every Christian's Call is published by Westbow Press and is available direct from the publisher at westbowpress.com and all good book stockists. And I'll just ask once more if you could repeat that website address for our listeners.
Sure. It's www.call2unity.com.
Thank you. I would like to thank my guest today, the author and writer, Kevin Allman, for joining me on the show. And we wish him every success, not only with this book, but with everything that he writes. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you. God bless.
This is Rick Bell for Talking Net Radio 2.0. Thank you for listening.